fellow DJ for the evening.
Hi.
I'm working our way through some carrot cake at the moment, which is absolutely delicious.
Very good indeed.
So with doing the whole Doctor the Visiot episode, you worked with John Hurt.
Yes.
Which, that was really perk of the job.
John Hurt.
What's he like? How was that?
He is great fun. He was really up for it. I mean, I think he was slightly baffled by it all, by his own admission. I don't think he'd mind me saying that. You know, he would often say, "What does this bit mean? What am I doing? You boys are so quick. I don't know what's going on."
It's a good impersonation.
But of course, because he's John Hurt, all he needed to do was gently lift an eyebrow and steal a scene. You know, he's just got gravity coming out of every pore.
I came and watched the when you were filming one episode, and John Hurt was there.
Yeah.
And so I was watching on the monitor, and you filmed things over and over and over again, obviously doing different takes. And I've never seen acting so fine as that, or never appreciated acting. I think that's what it is, because he was literally just raising an eyelid or an eyebrow or something, and it was like, oh my gosh, he's acting his socks off.
He does nothing, and yet he carries the universe with him. He's great and brilliant casting for that part. I mean, a real coup to get him. And then, of course, he's also full of brilliant stories, because he lived the 60s and the 70s at full belt, full throttle.
Yeah.
And the stories, the things that he witnessed and the people that he knew. And I mean, I wouldn't be my place to start divulging those tales now. But you want to get him on the show and quiz him a bit. Because he was at a great many popular music moments as well. It's not
like
for me
what?
To say. It's not for me to say, but he knew the Beatles. He hung out. He knew Eric Clapton. He knew.
Story after story.
Only because he wasn't. You know, we had to prize them out of him. But once he got going, you know, you're poking with a great big stick. Great, yeah.
And then working with Billy again, Billy Piper,
always,
Billy Rose.
Always
a
deep joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of the storyline?
Oh, what I loved about the storyline was that it moved the story forward, because I think that, I mean, I don't know, after 50 years, I don't know how you keep slightly reinventing the same character. But I think it did that brilliantly. And as now for Peter Capaldi coming in, of course, you've got a new, you know, a whole new kind of story to tell. And I think that's really exciting and a real masterstroke from Stephen.
When did you hear about that it was Peter Capaldi?
About 4 days before everyone else.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Of course you should.
Only just. And only because I figured it out. Because I have a friend who works in spread betting. Here you go.
This
is a little inside. Yeah, yeah. And when I did a show earlier in the year called Broadchurch, which got noticed by such things.
We shall talk about that later.
Okay. Because there was a certain amount
of
betting on who done it. And my friend, who I didn't share any information with anyone, not even my wife, I kept it, I played my cards very close to my chest. My friend was watching the betting, and he one day went, oh, I know who did it. I went, what do you mean? Because the betting's just moved. I went, what do you mean? He said, oh, it's just moved in a certain way. And when that happens, you just know that somebody, someone's got a piece of information, which means it's changed, which means yada, yada. And I thought, how can you be so scientific? And he went, that's just how it works. So when he said that, the same thing happened with Peter Capaldi.
And he was right, of course.
Yeah, he was completely
he was
right.
Absolutely right, yeah.
And the same thing happened with Peter Capaldi about 4 days before it was announced.
Oh,
and
God.
I went, oh. And because he told me this before, I saw it happen and went, oh, hang on. And I knew I have an email address for Peter. So I emailed him and went, who, you, really? And he emailed back going, oh, God, I'd love to talk to you. Can we have a cup of tea? We met up just before.
Did you? Yeah. And what was he like?
I mean, if you've ever met him, he's the loveliest man and the most sort of cool and suavest and most dignified man, and also very excited. He's been a proper Doctor Who fan all his life. So he was just thrilled. And
what did he want to know? What were his questions?
Sort of, you know, is this the end of life as I know it? I think, really, which it sort of is. But then he's coming out from a slightly different world, because people already know who he is. I mean, I suspect Doctor Who will still visit a ubiquity on him that he perhaps hasn't quite known before. But he's not coming from a sort of standing start.
Mm.
People already sort of know who he is and have an opinion about him, and he's, you know, so hugely loved and respected already. So
he just brings so much to it, doesn't he?
It's such a great choice
from the thick of it, and it's just such brilliant casting.
I know, I think people are going, well, it's so lucky to have got him, which, of course, in terms of Doctor Who, the show is, but he's thinking that I'm so lucky to have got the part. He's thrilled. So it's a perfect set of circumstances.
Right, we'll play another track then, and this is your choice. So this is Lord. Why did you want us to play this?
This is just one of the things that I've been listening to recently that I just think is brilliant. She's just one of these remarkable new talents. Who's 16? I mean, what?
Well, I think she's 17 16. Now. She had a birthday the other day.
Well, okay, but she was 16 when she made this.
I know.
Crazy. And you read the sleeve notes and they say, she says something like, thank you for putting up with the girl in her school uniform hanging around. You think, when I was 16, I was, you know, spent all my time trying to get my ZX Spectrum to load up the latest game. You know, this is, I can't conceive of being that talented young.
Let's play it. This is Lord and this is Royals. I've never seen a diamond.